Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Gold Mountain Mining. It is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMTN. One note here is that the company has already received conditional approval to list on the TSX. That should be coming, or at least final approval should be coming in the very near term. That will also be under the same symbol, GMTN. Also traded on the OTCQB under the symbol GMTNF. We are chatting with the CEO, Kevin Smith. Now, Kevin, there's a fair bit for us to recap here out of Gold Mountain Mining. Just a quick update here. Gold Mountain is focused in British Columbia at the Elk Gold Project. This project is about 57 kilometers from Merritt in South Central British Columbia. And the company is moving quite quickly now into a production scenario. Now, we got news on November 1st that the permit was received. Kevin, what does this mean for construction? How long of a build time does the company have in front of itself now that you have that permit?
Yeah, fortunately, we've been running construction in parallel with waiting for the permit. We've got about a week or two left on site to put a bow on the construction, and then we'll be in a position to be ready to start processing the ore on site so that it's ready to ship off to New Gold's facility, New Afton.
Yeah, Kevin, I was going to have you expand that for our audience just because you have a unique operation, and instead of having to build a mill and go through that whole process and permitting and the cap cost, you have a relationship with New Gold to process at their New Afton mill. Walk us through just the simplicity of your operations and what the margins are projected to be.
Yeah, it's a unique opportunity to defer that large capex of building a mill on site and get into cash flow quickly, which also streamlines, you know, lowering the environmental footprint, streamlines the permitting process as well. So how it works is we take it from mine mouth and it goes onto a surge stockpile. From that surge stockpile, it'll go through a primary crusher. We'll take it down to 3-inch minus. There'll be something called a falling stream sampler, which will take roughly 500 cuts per day. As we're processing ore, the majority of the ore will land into a bin, which will compartmentalize a day's worth of work, which is 280 tons of ore. The remainder that goes through that falling stream sampler then goes into a secondary sample process. It'll get crushed down to 1/8 minus and go through a second falling stream sampler, which will take cuts 500 times a day. That will result us with a 21 kilogram representative sample. This was designed between New Afton and ourselves. We had a third party consultant out of Australia design this for us. That 21 kilogram sample will go to a third party lab. That third party lab will cut it into four separate samples, one for New Afton, one for ourselves, so we can do our own internal testing. But the third party umpire lab then has two samples remaining. The first of which will determine the grade and tonnage, which will determine our payables. And then there's that second sample there in case there's any disagreement between the two parties. But the way the contract's written, ultimately that third party umpire will be determining the grade per ton and then ultimately our metals payable. Now, the agreement with New Afton is pretty favorable for Gold Mountain. We think we've done an excellent job negotiating the contract. We end up with 89% of the metals payable. As soon as we drop it off at New Afton, they take ownership and all risk of recovery. And there's a reconciliation at the end of every month, and we get paid on the 17th. So it gives us excellent cash flow turnover for a new mine getting up off the ground.
So what does that translate to in terms of estimated costs then? In terms of, I realize you guys get 89% of the metals payable, but any other costs that are associated with it on your guys' front?
No other cost whatsoever. They take the 11%. They also get a very substantial bump in their copper con precious metal grades, which is going to help them overall with their material that they take to market. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship, as where they are in the mine plan has a soft patch in precious metals, and they're getting beat up a little bit when they take it to market. So it's going to work out really well for Gold Mountain to be able to defer that big capex of building a mill on site. And it's going to work out great for New Gold in that their New Afton facility is going to get that major bump in their gold grades. Worth noting, if you slam the two mine plans together, there's an increase of over 60% to their gold grade and an increase of over 50% to their silver grades that they produce right now. And when you consider we'll be less than 2% of the total material they process, sort of highlights the high-grade ore that we'll be shipping them.
Kevin, we were talking off mic before we started recording about the contract you set up as far as the trucking and shipping of the ore and all that. Walk us through that, because I think it's unique that you're able to lock in prices at, I guess, a better point in the cycle before some of the inflation had reared its head. So just walk us through how that works as far as the contracts on the trucking of the ore and anything related to that agreement.
Yeah. I'm a new guy to mining. So, you know, a lot of the feedback we got early on was these small scale mines usually have a lot of cost overruns and a lack of cost certainty. So when we went early stages into taking these contracts out to tender, we made sure that we locked in cost per ton from mine mouth processing on the ore stockpile pad, as well as the highway haulage to New Afton's facility. And then when you consider the terms with New Afton are locked in the way they are, it just builds in a ton of cost certainty for us. I was concerned about inflation with all the money printing that was going on, and it's proven to be a wise move and very fortuitous for Gold Mountain to have these contracts locked in and inflation-proof ourselves for the first 3 years of mining here.
Well, this year, more than ever, I think that turned out to be a very good move, locking in those costs early. Just a quick follow-up in terms of production guidance, though. You're talking 280 tons of ore per day being processed. What grade are you thinking this ore is? What does that turn out to be in terms of actual production when it comes to gold?
Yeah, so if you stay under 75,000 tons per year being removed from the project in BC, you can defer the environmental assessment. So we've gone into an M199 amendment that allows us to remove 75,000 tons. We're targeting roughly 19 to 20,000 ounces a year in the first 3 years on our mine plan. Obviously, that's not going to get anybody excited long term, but what it does do is give us cash flow so that we can expand the project in a non-dilutive fashion. We'll immediately enter into the environmental assessment process in the new year. And we're anticipating by year four cranking up to a minimum of 65,000 ounces a year production profile. And with the way the drills are hitting in some other areas on the property, we're hoping to develop a multi-open pit scenario with an underground hybrid in our Siwash North Zone and get that number up close to 100 or 120,000 ounces a year.
Yeah, that's good, Kevin, that there's a pathway to growth with multiple sources feeding it in the future. Most people get excited temporarily that you're going into production and think, what's next? How does it grow? So that's really good that you have a plan in place. But you also have a plan in place to grow through exploration. And I know you've been doing some exploration work. A lot of people are wondering how that's going. I think a few holes were drilled back in the summer. But just bring us up to date on the exploration activities the company's been involved with.
Yeah, so we're just coming to the tail end of our phase two program. It was originally going to be 10,000 meters. We really liked what we were seeing coming out of the ground, so we've extended that to just over 13,000 meters. We've been drilling in our Siwash North Zone. That's infilling, step-out drilling, and confirmation drilling, just so that we can get more ounces into our mine plan, as well as a better handle on the model as we go into production. We've also been drilling in the Gold Creek Zone, the Lake Zone, the South Zone, which are all previously drilled areas on the property. We needed to do a minimal amount of infilling there in order to delineate maiden resources. So that work's all been done. And then also, we're drilling in a totally different geology on our property called the Elusive Zone. This is in the Nicola Volcanics as opposed to the Intrusives, where all our current mineralization is. This is 3.5 kilometers or northeast of Kodiak MPD. So we're looking for a more bulk tonnage style target, and we're extremely excited about the core that we're seeing coming out of the ground there. We've got all those samples being rushed at the lab because we saw quite a bit of visible gold, and we're hoping that that stuff runs and we might have a new discovery on our hands.
So Kevin, what does this mean for issuing resource or even initial resource for some of these areas? But then also with the potential of a new discovery, how quickly can you move that into a resource or even into the production scenario here?
Yeah, I mean, right now the focus that I committed to shareholders was getting the resources up over 1 million ounces. Scalability was always a concern with the Elk. So we wanted to go out and show there was a near-term path. So we're hoping to get this up over 1 million ounces. By late November, early December. So keep an eye out for an updated 43-101. And then we'll just have to see how these other zones run. And then if they run how we're hoping, we'll be looking to add. We have two drills going right now, but we'll be looking to add a third and potentially a fourth drill once breakup is over in the spring, just because you can't be super efficient getting drills going this time of year where we are. So we've got two drills turning, one doing confirmation and the other one doing some scouting and infilling and step outing in other areas. So we're just going to keep driving this thing forward. I mean, obviously if we hit the elusive, that's going to add a whole new dimension to the project that, you know, a lot of people didn't think was there. This always had our second highest gold in soil anomalies on the property. And for whatever reason, previous operators never dragged a drill out there. It is 10 kilometers away from where all of our core mineralization is on the property, but we're pretty excited. We also have an area showing some really interesting stock work in the central southern portion of our property, which would be right on that fault line where most of our mineralization is found. And then right as you drive in the driveway to the site, there's also another bulk tonnage area where we've been doing a lot of geophysics and soil sampling and rock sampling just to try to figure out what we might have there. And we're seeing a lot of copper and a lot of gold. So there's still a lot of prospectivity on the Elk. We're extremely excited about the upside. You know, everybody always asks, okay, what's next? What's the next project? But with 21,000 hectares, there's still lots to be excited about at the Elk. And then, of course, a little bit of M&A due diligence is being done right now just to see what's next, if there's other similar brownfield type sites available to us where we could put them into near-term cash flow and then, again, expand non-dilutively in order to build out the projects.
So, Kevin, that goal of 1 million ounces of resource, that's a nice increase from what the company already has reported of total measured and indicated, both pit-constrained and underground, of 651,000 ounces. Now that is all at the Elk Gold Mine here. What does the million ounces look like? Is that all at Elk Gold, or does that come from some of these other related areas as well?
Yeah, so the ounces you're talking about are in our Siwash North Zone, and we're looking to get just the Siwash North Zone up to 1 million ounces and then start delineating new resources in that Gold Creek, Lake, and South Zone.
Well, it's an exciting time for the company, Kevin, with all these different exploration programs going on and possibly a new discovery over at that elusive zone. What's the budget for the remaining or the balance of the exploration program you have, and what kind of cash does the company have in the treasury to move these projects forward?
Yeah, we'll be jumping straight into our phase three program, which is 10,000 meters. We're at about $215 a meter, so you got $2.15 million there. We've got one more expensive month of construction coming up, which is going to be roughly $2-2.5 million. And then we go into steady state mining, where the company's burn on the production front should be around 1.3, and we should be bringing in $3.5-4 million a month. But overall, the treasury's real healthy. We finished the month of October with just shy of $10 million in the bank. We got lots of warrants in the money that are constantly trickling in. We're not going to call those warrants because we just don't want unnecessary sell pressure and we don't really need the cash right now. But overall, the company's well financed, and we're targeting December 17th or January 17th as being our first revenue, given the month end reconciliation and 17 days payment after month end with New Afton. So all in all, well capitalized, feeling really good on all fronts, and we're going to continue laying the hammer down and really pushing the pace here into the end of the year.
So Kevin, before we get you out of here, I just want you to summarize all that's, I guess, coming for the company in more of a year-end recap. Now we are a month and a half away from the end of the year, but sounds like there's still a lot of catalysts coming. Where do you want everyone to kind of view this company as we turn over into next year?
Yeah, I think we're a really unique scenario. We're not looking at the 19,000 ounces a year as turning us into necessarily a full-blown producer. We're just doing that in order to continue to be able to self-fund exploration in a non-dilutive manner. So yeah, you're going to see a lot of drill results come out. You're going to see the two drills continuing to turn on site. You're going to see us finishing off construction. You're going to see the first processing on site. You're going to see the first truck load of ore get delivered to New Afton. And if everything goes as expected, you're going to see first revenues before year end. So we're really driving on all fronts. And then we'll be looking to carry that momentum into the new year with a whole bunch more exciting stuff going on.
Great, Kevin. Really appreciate this update. Thanks for taking time to really update everybody on each aspect of the company. And hey, there is a lot coming just in the next month and a half. So I assume we're going to be chatting a fair bit in that time. So if anybody has any follow-up questions on any aspect of what's going on at Golden Mountain, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Kevin, really appreciate the update. And let's keep in touch on the back of some more news, please.
All right, gents, thanks so much for having me.